Judiciary. President Obama has joined his national security team to assess the situation in Afghanistan. The top commander there is requesting an additional 40,000 troops, and the president's former rival, John McCain, thinks he should get them.
Every day that we delay, another one of those 68,000 brave young Americans who are already there are in greater danger.
It'll be weeks before a final decision is made. The president travels to Copenhagen later this week to personally pitch Chicago as the site of the 2016 Summer Olympic Games. ABC's Aaron Katursky is already there.
The Olympic Evaluation Commission, which whittled the potential host cities to four, visited Chicago back in April. The city's bid is compact. Athletes would live on the shores of Lake Michigan. Most of the sports would be downtown or just a few minutes away. The IOC appears to like the concentration, but says traffic and demand on the rail system could be a major challenge.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. A violent act in Chicago had those at the White House talking today. With more on the beating death of a young honor student last week, we're live with ABC's Ann Compton.
His spokesman says President Obama is sobered by the shocking sight of a Chicago teen beaten to death in a gang attack.
The reports of and the video that we have seen on television is among the most shocking that you can ever see.
But Robert Gibbs also says gang violence is more than just a Chicago problem, as the president helps his hometown's bid to host that Summer Olympic. Sherry.
The death toll in Samoa from yesterday's tsunamis has now reached 83. Three dozen deaths are reported on other islands as well. Prison officials in Florida say John Cooey, the sex offender accused of abducting 9-year-old Jessica Lunsford from her bedroom in 2005, then burying her alive, has died in prison of natural causes. Checking the markets at this hour, the Dow down 15 points, NASDAQ down 2. You're listening to ABC News.
You know, I'd been thinking about joining Sam's Club, but with eValues, it was time to stop thinking and start saving.
Kim Holt on new eValues. Discounts loaded right onto your Sam's Club Plus card. No coupons to clip.
No risk. I get at least $200 in offers in a year or my money back.
That's on top of Sam's low prices on everyday essentials and extraordinary finds.
I'll save with eValues. I guarantee it.
So do we, Kim. Go to Sam's Club or samsclub.com and plus your members-only savings today. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory-scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
The U.S. Forest Service says it will investigate its response to a big fire north of Los Angeles that burned for weeks and left two firefighters dead.
The review will look at why firefighters initially scaled back efforts to fight the station fire, which eventually burned over 250 square miles and 89 homes. Residents are calling for a federal investigation. The LA Times claims the Forest Service underestimated the fire's strength and scaled back efforts right before flames blew up. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Spare the rod and spoil the child. A new study says sometimes kids who misbehave can achieve great things.
You say your kids don't listen to you all the time?
Shut up! Let me speak! How does that feel?
Do not.
Put your hands on me.
Okay, maybe they're not as bad as that kid on Dr. Phil, but don't sweat it. A study that was published in the Leadership Quarterly, a journal that covers political, social, and behavioral science, says kids who are reared by parents who are strict but allow the kids to test boundaries are more likely to become leaders later in life. Best strategy? Be stern in terms of expectations, but supportive of your children. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Police in Pasadena, Texas say charges will not be filed against a woman who was so angry at her former boyfriend that she fried their pet goldfish and ate them. At the request of the man, officers showed up at the woman's home to find four fried goldfish on a plate. Three had already been eaten. This is ABC News.
Right, let's get down to brass tacks. GEICO's the third largest car insurance company in the nation with a 97% customer satisfaction rating. We insure over 18 million drivers and we're dedicated to keeping every one of them happy. And geckos are hard workers. Okay, to be honest, I don't know any other geckos in the biz. Well, there's a lizard in a canton, but we just say hello in the hallway. I think his name's Steve.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The lockdown at Newark Memorial High School, KGO Radio News Time 105. I'm Brett Burkhardt, and a SWAT team is at the campus as a precaution after a teenager who was not on the campus was found carrying a handgun. But the group of teens he was with scattered. Some of them ran onto campus of Newark Memorial High. The teen with a gun has been arrested. Some others believed to have been in the group are being detained, but officers believe at least one person from that group is still on the campus. Concerned parents who rushed to campus are now being told to gather at Macy's in the New Park Mall. Again, this is at Newark Memorial High School. KGO's Rob Artigo is on his way to the scene. He'll have updates throughout the afternoon. And with a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
Scotts Valley, North 17 before Mount Hermon Road. The right lane is closed for tree trimming work, backing up traffic towards Highway 1 in Santa Cruz. San Jose accident, South 101 at De La Cruz. Watch the Oakland Raiders with your best buds in a stadium suite for 18, thanks to California Lottery's replay. Win at calottery.com/replay now through October 25th. Terry Rouse, KJ Radio News.
Lloyd Lindsay Young calling for sunny and breezy conditions this afternoon. Highs will be up to 70. Clear and windy tonight over the North and East Bay Hills. And tomorrow we could see highs back into the 80s. It is 63 in San Francisco, and on your radio, it's 810, KGO News Talk 810. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. This borders on gossip, but I can't help it because we've been following the story here. And I have wondered. Because, as you know, for the longest time, John Travolta said his kid had Kawasaki disease. And we talked about that. You've called me and asked me about that. And I said, there's something not making sense here. It's just not making sense. You know, arterial inflammation. It turns out that the kid had autism. But autism is not recognized by the Church of Scientology. And because, one reason, autism is often treated with mood-stabilizing drugs, of course, that Scientologists oppose. They think you should take supplements and vitamins. And the kid is believed to have gone without appropriate treatment for years because of the church's teaching. Cannot prove that yet. And here is an outspoken Scientology critic left the church, I use the word loosely, after more than 30 years. He says, the fact that the Travoltas are now admitting that Jet had autism, he says, he's out of there. It's a sure sign Travolta's going to leave the church. This particular critic, by the way, was an epileptic. And, of course, he says Scientology has little tolerance for any chronic condition. And they pushed her to stop her medication and use vitamins as supplements. And then, of course, she cuts back on her medication. She has a grand mal seizure in a bathroom, knocks out her front teeth. She resumes her medication, but again tries to stop the medication in the face of continued objections by the church. And, of course, the church denounces all former Scientologists who are critical of the church as liars. Yes, of course, all of them. Are liars. Also on a subject of hallucination, and you know, the other thing is that if Jet were a minor, this would be very serious. As you know, there have been cases in the past where parents go to jail for denying their children appropriate medical care. I think Jet was older. Well, I missed this. The day that Suzanne Somers came out with all her inappropriate comments about Patrick Swayze and why he died of chemotherapy and why didn't they give him good nutrition and heal his pancreatic cancer, etc., Whoopi Goldberg, you know, went ballistic and just jumped all over her. The only defense that Somers has is interesting. She says she didn't know she was speaking to a reporter. And she goes on and on and on. I mean, not discussing the sensitivities here. And the fact is that she's dead wrong. She's dangerous. And she offends a lot of us. But that I didn't know I was talking to a reporter. And that's her excuse. Which means she does believe that Patrick Swayze was killed, you know, by the doctors. Because that's what we do. We're out there trying to kill you. And so she's been trying to backpedal, and I watch her language with interest. And, of course, I would want to make her aware of the same day all this happened, the National Institutes of Health published their study comparing the number one alternative medical treatment for pancreas cancer, the Gonzalez therapy, which includes organic food and lots of coffee enemas, et cetera, and one group of people getting chemotherapy, one group getting that. And, of course, in the end, They drop like flies. The alternative medicine people live 4 months, which is what you live without any treatment whatsoever. The chemotherapy group lived 14 months. Anyway, it makes me upset. This makes me upset. Why somehow, you know, these washed-up actresses get all this attention, and we believe it. This is interesting. Sometimes you have to, you know, in the case possibly with the Travoltas. Gee, maybe even someday Suzanne Somers can come up with this one. You alter your opinion because of new information. Only politicians, you know, stick to their guns stubbornly. Remember we talked about this study which found that people form very strong opinions about something, then they work backwards to try to find evidence to support their opinion. Where most people are a little flexible in this, and you spend your life in science, you know you've got to be flexible because there's new evidence comes up. Just think of a courtroom. You know, if your kid went to jail and new evidence came up to find your child evidence, you're going to ignore it? Of course not. You want the law to be open to new evidence. So that's the way your mind should be, but unfortunately a lot of you aren't. Anyway, here's a kid who's a vegetarian, big heart problem, and she had a pig valve implanted. And it's very cool because here's an 18-year-old, you know, who's able to be open and understanding about it. You know, I'm a fitness nut and I've been a vegetarian, but listen, I couldn't breathe and I was dying. And she's happy to have this pig valve, which will last her for 20 years. Something we've talked about, I don't have a solution for it because there aren't enough psychiatrists in the universe for it, but I always have a little bit of a reaction when I hear a caller, Dr. Edel, I was, you know, depressed, crazy, or psychotic, and I went to my obstetrician or my primary care doctor, and I got some pills. And I consider psychiatry to be a specialty. I consider mental illness to be a specialty. And yet it turns out now 59% of mental health drug prescriptions are written by family doctors, not psychiatrists. GPs prescribe the bulk of prescriptions, 62% of antidepressants, more than half of all stimulants, and that's why we have the mess we do. Almost 40% of prescription drugs for psychosis written by family doc. This would be like a psychiatrist doing a pap smear. And I don't know. I mean, we don't. As I said, we don't have a system in place where all of you can see psychiatrists. You can't. And yet, this is something that's so critical and so crucial, and this bothers me. And, you know, like the U.S. FDA issues all kinds of strong warnings, black box warnings, for instance, on antidepressants because of higher risk of suicide, ADHD drugs, they have all these problems. And yep, as you know, you're going to get the most effect from an antidepressant and talk therapy. Alone, antidepressants aren't that effective. They're really not impressive. Combining them with talk therapy, they do better than either one alone. So it's just something we're just going to have to deal with. Oh, I like this one. Distracted driving is a killer. Duh, we knew that, right? They say 5,800 people were killed in car crashes last year tied to distracted driving. And, you know, my beef on this is that a cell phone is not the only way you can be distracted in a car, and yet that's where we're focusing. So they looked at cell phone use, of course, but they also looked at texting, eating, talking to passengers, fiddling around with the radio. That's right, radio can kill you, especially talk radio, because it gets you emotionally worked up. Or controls of the vehicle are the leading causes of distracted driving. They didn't break it down by specific cause. The proportion of deadly accidents tied to distracted driving climbed from 11% in 2004 to 16% in 2008. So I just want you to keep your eye on the ball. It's not just cell phones. Here's a piece about lying and how often we lie and how often we are lied to. Deception is all around us. We're lied to by public officials, government officials, corporations. Our social relationships are based on little white lies we tell each other. We deceive our children, only to be deceived by them in return. And the average person, says a psychologist here, tells at least 3 lies in the first 10 minutes of a conversation. The first 10 minutes, 3 lies. Here's one of the big ones. My pleasure. Right? How many times has someone said, oh, thank you for doing that for me? You go, my pleasure. And I think to myself, it isn't really my pleasure. And if I say that, like, it's like you're welcome. You know, you really mean it? You really want to go through it again? It's not your pleasure, right? It's the kind of thing you say. And some of the standard nomenclature of polite conversation really are lies. Then he goes on and on to talk about students and cheating. Remarkable number. 64% of students said they cheated on a test in the last year. More than a third of teens believe lying, cheating, and plagiarizing can be necessary to succeed. Well, of course, if they see from their politicians. You don't need to know that one. And when it comes to lies, I want to talk a little bit later on how this is spilling over into our own homes, the people you love the most, right? Lying to strangers and hearing lies from strangers, okay, you know, you figure that one. But lying in your home and with your loved ones. Speaking of lies, it's funny, the headline has to do with lies. The anti-vaccinationists are going crazy now over the swine flu vaccine. As far as I'm concerned, encourage them to not get the vaccine. This is how we help our gene pool, friends. This is Darwin in action. The more of these people that don't get vaccinated, the more of them will die and remove themselves from reproducing and producing more like themselves. What do you think? And it's when I read this stuff, it's silly. And they name names in here of support, doctors who support anti-vax. Some of them are dead. Some of them are known wackos, known quacks. But you don't know that when you read it, Dr. So-and-so says, and you didn't know that he said it in 1923. And anyway, it goes on and on and on and on. It's upsetting. One of the reasons it's hard to keep track of deaths from flu is the fact you die from something else. Someone asked me this question recently, and here's an article on it. It says many people who die from swine flu have bacterial infections also. Yes, that's what kills them. See, the swine flu produces a lot of fluid in your lungs, germs like that. The germs grow and you die from a bacterial pneumonia, and quickly. Patients who die, a survey here of people who died from H1N1 virus, that's right, people died from swine flu, 30% of them had these bacterial co-infections. Half of those were Streptococcus pneumoniae. Guess what? We have a vaccine for that. And it's really important for those of you who might be worried and have compromised pulmonary systems, lungs, to talk about getting the vaccine against pneumococcus. And it's a routine series of vaccines, by the way, for kids. So what can I say? And here's one we're going to have to just put on hold because it's coming from the developing world, but they found that vitamin A in a poor, malnourished kid may help them not go blind, may help them survive, but vitamin A interferes with your immune system's response to vaccines. That's a nightmare if we have to deal with that one. Can't quite figure it out. They're looking at socioeconomic factors. Does this have anything to do with us? Because we're going into the vitamin A decade here. We're just giving everybody vitamin A, and it's an important vitamin, no doubt, but wow. How do you deal with that? Suppose vitamin A blunts your response to the vaccine. If you are overweight and you give birth to a daughter, it's really interesting. She's three times more likely, your daughter, to start menstruating before her 12th birthday. Now, we know that obesity in a young woman lowers the age which she gets her first period. But they looked at the children of obese mothers, the girls, who were not obese. And even if they were not obese, having a fat mother at the time of your birth increases your chance for early puberty. Let's see here. How about this one? I've told you other studies on the same subject, and integrating it all might be confusing. But if you're going to – well, here's a study. They had college students watch a movie and snack, either with a skinny or an overweight companion. Now, the companion was one of the researchers who normally weighed 105 pounds, but she put on a fat suit to make her feel. And when they had them watch a movie with the overweight or the skinny companion, people follow the thin person's lead when they overindulge. Study participants used more self-control when snacking with a heavier companion who overate with a thinner companion if they overeat, because everybody has friends who eat like crazy and don't gain weight. They will overeat. During the movie, they were offered snacks, and the undercover researcher took her portion first. So the students ate more when the thin companion took a large portion versus where the obese companion took a similarly large portion. Something going on here. What are we, guilty? We don't want to upset our friends or something like that? I don't know. Well, as I mentioned, lying in your home. This is fascinating. When I get done with you, you're going to realize you do it all the time. Even though you think you're pure and you tell the truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, I think you'll find how lying has crept into your houses and with the people that you love the most. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Udell.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration? Wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms, including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an ophthalmologist and get checked now, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Wow. Whoa, what is this? A trap on our front lawn?
Yeah, it's a trap. I'm going to catch that stack of money with the googly eyes right there, the money I could be saving with Geico.
But it's right there in front of you. Just get it.
Psh, where's the fun in that? Then I wouldn't get to use these 200-pound springs or these laser sensors.
Well, it'd be a lot easier to just call Geico. I mean, it's what normal people do.
Well, then I guess I'm just more adventurous than most.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
Hi, I'm Jim Palmer. Over 10 years ago, my orthopedic doctor gave me a choice, an eventual knee replacement or start taking Cosamin. Well, I chose Cosamin, and so should you. It's the number one orthopedic recommended glucosamine chondroitin sulfate brand. If you want your joints to last, do what I do. Take new Cosamin ASU.
Try original Cosamin DS or more potent Cosamin ASU. For coupons or where to buy, call 1-877-COSAMIN. That's COSAMIN. Or visit helpyourjoints.com.
The sea salts of the world vary in color, taste, and intensity. Now Campbell's has found one that tops them all. It's naturally flavorful. Adding it helps us use less salt than before in Campbell's tomato soup. That famous, familiar flavor, as delicious as ever, now with less salt. Thanks to a very special sea salt in Campbell's tomato soup.
So many, many reasons it's so good.
Join the revolution.
It's more than just a shift or a movement. It's a revolution to change the way things have been done and improve our future. Join Planet Orange in changing outdated methods of caring for your home with a host of innovative home solutions, including a revolutionary alternative method of termite control. Planet Orange eradicates termites from your home or business using orange oil, which is derived from a rind of an orange. And it's so effective that they back their claims with an industry-leading 2-year unconditional guarantee. For a free in-home inspection, go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Not only is Planet Orange America's largest certified orange oil specialist, they're a trusted Bay Area company. Learn more about the services offered by Planet Orange. Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE.
Join the revolution!
Dr. Dean Udell, his intelligence will make you dizzy. So get on the medical merry-go-round. Ride the radio roller coaster with America's doctor. He's got your ticket. Just call 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255.
Woohoo! Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Frank in Colorado. How you doing, Frank?
I'm all right. My question was, I was wondering how many calories must be burned in order to replace a pint of blood, and if it's significant, mightn't that be a fine motivator to get people to donate blood?
That's clever, Frank. That's clever. Now, do you mean how many calories above and beyond what your body is burning already in its daily affairs if you went and you gave blood? I guess that's the nature of your question. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't know the answer. Don't know that anybody does. I would expect it, though, to be small because when you look at the volume of blood, let's say 40% of it or less is red blood cells. The rest is liquid, which is a matter of just shifting fluids around. Shouldn't take a lot of energy for that. The production of the red cells, well, I'm thinking the metabolism of the of where they're made and how there's just it's just ongoing all the time. And, of course, red cells are also destroyed all the time. And so part of building up your red cells quickly is lowering the number that are destroyed. So there might be some balance there. Either way, Frank, you look at the fundamental laws of the universe, it must take some energy. I would guess it would be minuscule, although I'm willing to lie. We'll talk about lying a little later. If you want to, if you can get people, you know, to donate blood with that as an excuse, so you might want to also, you can induce people, is that we have found that people who donate blood are healthier. They seem to have lower rates of heart disease. You would think when you lose all that blood, you lose oxygen carrying capacity. But when you donate blood, it thins your blood, you see, because what you're donating, the most important part of the red blood cells, the liquid, you know, the serum, you can take it or leave it. But it's the red blood cells everybody wants. And so it thins your blood a little bit, and that might help. Let's see. Let's talk to Bob. This is Dr. Dale. Welcome to the program.
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Thank you. My wife and I were on a recent vacation in Germany, and while riding on a tramway, I think it was in Nuremberg, I noticed a gentleman, probably in his early 30s, who had remarkably thickened fingernails. I'm talking about perhaps half an inch thick. Each nail on each finger was roughly the shape of a slanted dome with a rounded tip, and they were warm grayish-brown. Now, I'd never seen anything like that before. I actually Googled it when I got home and couldn't find anything. But what was especially unusual about this otherwise unremarkable gentleman is that he was traveling with apparently his two young sons, perhaps 3 or 4 years old, and they both had the same condition.
Oh, that is fascinating. I can't put names to it, but there are a variety of conditions, hornification conditions, where people can develop thick nails, and also in places where there are no fingernails. And really, if you take a fingernail and put it someplace else, you're looking at a horn in a way. For some horns, are actually made of hair, compressed hair. They come from hair follicles and derive. And then these other structures, which are more fingernail-like, can develop in other places. There's also, as I recall, a couple of weird viruses that can do it. So you're really leading me down the path of this is something inherited, something congenital, which it may be. Most of the conditions I know about, you know, they make the centerfold in the medical journals, are very, very unusual and weird. And they also will go around on the internet with photographs, extreme cases of people who look like their skin is like tree bark when actually these are fingernail-like like growth. So I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to give you the name of the syndrome, and how to look it up would be very difficult. Look up hypertrophy of the nails and see what you come up with. And I'd love to know what it is myself, because that direct inheritance like that is, you often see, you know, a direct inheritance like that implies there's a single gene that's causing all the problems, which is, you know, which is understandable. Let's talk to Jesus. Dr. Adele, you're on the air. Jesus? Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Doctor?
Yes, sir.
Okay, my brother-in-law is paralyzed on his left arm and on his left leg. The rest of his body functions is intact.
Yeah. Okay. That's reasonable. Did you just say he said left arm and his left leg is causing something going on the right side of his brain that controls what?
Excuse me. His left arm is paralyzed. On his right leg.
Now that's unusual. That is unusual, but you know, it doesn't mean you can have two lesions, but that's not being caused usually by the same stroke. So he could have separate strokes because it's due to, you know, lack of blood supply. We'll be right back. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Newark Memorial High School is still on lockdown at this hour, and the SWAT team has been called to the campus. Police say some non-students caused a disruption. They are looking for a person who may have had a gun near the campus. A settlement has been reached between environmentalists and park managers, which blocks all planned construction projects in the Yosemite Valley. Obama administration urging California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to call state lawmakers into a special session to deal with the state's water crisis. The KGO Lloyd Lindsay Young forecast for the Bay Area. Sunny and breezy this afternoon with highs in the upper 60s and 70s all the way to the upper 70s inland. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
I'm a relaxation therapist and my blood pressure is 160 over 90. Go figure.
There's no one quite like you. Which is why Sutter Health created thedoctorforyou.com.
I finally learned how to swim at 40. I got swimmers here.
Here you can search for a doctor by the criteria that fit your needs, like specialty, location, languages spoken, and more.
Who actually breaks a leg when someone says, break a leg?
And because it's Sutter Health, you can rest assured you're choosing a doctor who will partner with you to provide convenient and personalized care.
I grew up on a carrot farm, and my vision is a 2160.
Go to thedoctorforyou.com to find the doctor who fits your life. Only from Sutter Health. With you for life.
Make sure your health plan includes Sutter East Bay Medical Foundation and AltaBates Summit Medical Center, members of the Sutter Health family. Sutter Health. With you for life.
Did you wreck today?
A ton.
Hey, Gypsy Moth, tell us.
I never met a tree I didn't like.
Okay, gang, let's go infest California.
Infest.
You can fight invasive pests. Learn how at www.hungrypests.com. That's hungrypests.com. Because they're here, and they're hungry.
You said it.
A message from the United States Department of Agriculture.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. Now, I could spend the next 60 seconds telling you why DiamondCertified.org is a great place to find local top-rated companies, contractors, home and health professionals, and auto repair shops. But wouldn't you rather hear what other savvy consumers have to say about their experiences using Diamond Certified companies? Connie Goncharowski loves her Diamond Certified mechanic.
It's almost a pleasure going there. You know your car's going to be fixed.
Can you say this about your dentist?
He is very efficient and very gentle and does a fine job.
Eleanor Pollock's dentist is Diamond Certified. And Virgie Danily is still raving about her December wedding.
Everybody went above and beyond, which made us happy. It's money well
Find local companies rated highest in quality in a survey of past customers at www.diamondcertified.org.
Do you have high blood pressure? Patients 18 and older with high blood pressure are needed for a research study evaluating the safety and effectiveness of an investigational medication for high blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, call 800-363-1069 to hear more about this study. Qualified participants will receive study medication and study-related procedures, including blood pressure monitoring, laboratory tests, physical exams, and electrocardiograms at no cost. Compensation for time and travel may also be available. For details about this study, call the Center for Clinical Research today at 800-363-1069. Caltrate. Get a little TLC every day. Tender, loving Caltrate. Caltrate has essential daily calcium plus advanced levels of vitamin D to help you absorb all that TLC.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadale here. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk about lying at home. You say no, huh? Well, you're lying. You do it. We do it all the time. You know, every parent tells their kid, honesty is the best policy, but most moms and dads will stretch the truth with the best of them. And then it ranges from seemingly innocent thing like inventing magical creatures to all kinds of odd consequences of kids' actions. We come up with a lot of creative lies to get kids to do what we want. And when they did these surveys here, everybody was surprised to find out how often we lie. And we send a mixed message to our kids at a time when they're trying to figure out how to navigate the social world. For instance, there are the things like, and we all do this as adults, how beautiful the little scribble drawings are. Oh, that's beautiful. Good job, good job. You know, the study to find that kids who get too much support and they're not criticized and they're told everything they do is a good job, they wind up worse off in life later on, right? They just don't learn any parameters about what a good job really is. So they gave 9 hypothetical scenarios where a parent lies to a child to shape behavior, make a kid happy. For instance, a parent's embarrassed by a child's crying and says, you're all going to go, oh my God, my mom did that to me. The police will come to make sure you behave if you don't stop crying now. How about this one? A favorite uncle has just died. The child is told he has become a star to watch over the child. That's not true. How about, you did a good job cleaning up your room after making things messier. In one study, they had people read scenarios and indicate on a scale of 1, which is absolutely no, to 7, absolutely yes, whether their parents said something like this. 90% of students gave a 5 or greater rating, which is close to absolutely yes, for at least one of the tales. Then they tested the parents. 80% of parents indicate they've told similar lies. Now, parents fib all the time to induce politeness in their kid or their health or their safety. Parents are fibbing to prevent tantrums. They fib to prevent excessive talking. Many parents tell their kids that bad things will happen to them if they don't go to bed or if they don't eat certain foods. One mother recalled telling her kid if he didn't finish his food, he'd get pimples. Oh, I used to hear all kinds of stuff like this. If you don't eat your food, right? Others invent magical creatures. We told our daughters, as a parent here, that if she wrapped up all her pacifiers, like gifts, the pacifairy would come and give them to children who needed them. I thought it was healthier to get rid of the pacifiers, and it was a way for her to feel proud and special. So when you transfer to telling your kid a truth, and start to tell them to tell the truth all the time, it can get a little dicey. Get a little dicey. What do you think? Okay, yes, and a dog at the beautiful farm. Oh, gosh, my ex-mother-in-law did that. No, not ex. I mean, she passed away. But, you know, one day the dogs disappeared and the family was moving. Oh, they went off to a beautiful farm. All right, let's talk to David. How you doing, David? Welcome to the program.
Hello. Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question. As you were talking earlier on your show about that Patrick Swayze, Stan Summers thing, supposedly... Swayze, he died of pancreatic cancer, and you know, I just been hearing. It seems like you hear a lot about that in the news recently. You know, like there's all these cases of people. You know, maybe not that many, but you hear about a few cases of pancreatic cancer, and it doesn't seem like it's that common. Is it that common? And you know, what do you think could be causing that?
Well, it's not the most common, but it is, I think, the 4th or 5th leading cause of cancer death. And it doesn't have to be common because it's very deadly. It is just about, there are 2 cancers that may be worse in terms of your chances of survival. And one of the reasons is it's not picked up early enough. And it's deep in the body. And when you get pancreas cancer, it immediately has spread to very vital structures. And I don't know if it's that much more common. You know, when you hear more about something, doesn't mean it's more common. It just means, you know, every time somebody famous dies with something, the media makes a big deal about it. There are associations. Pancreas cancer has a strong genetic component, but it doesn't have to be the whole thing. Very strong relationship to smoking. Maybe third of cases of pancreas cancer are related to smoking. Diet's very important. People eat a lot of red meat and pork and processed meat, seem to have higher rates. People eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, have less. Obesity seems to relate to it. Diabetes. Being a drinker, alcoholics have a higher rate. It may have something to do more with cirrhosis of the liver because, you know, the pancreas secretes digestive enzymes and a small portions of the pancreas make insulin. And it's possible that when you scar up the liver that somehow bile and these enzymes, because they share a common duct, might get backed up in the pancreas and cause it. Yes, there are a few heavy metals and chemicals that workers who work in those industries may get more pancreas cancer. And of course, as I mentioned, genetics, like a family history. So we don't know exactly, but like so many cancers, there's a bunch of things you can see. It's like breast cancer. Look at all the risk factors, and the risk factors I just discussed are more common today. People drinking more, people getting fatter, people getting lazier, people eating lots of meat, you know, et cetera. So that probably relates to a lot of it. Celeste, this is Dr. Udell. Welcome.
Hi, good afternoon. I've been going to a gym that has a jacuzzi, a steam room, and a sauna. And I, especially on weekends when I have more time, I really like enjoying some of those after I get a good workout. I was just wondering really what the health benefits are of doing those, you know, partaking in those activities. I've heard people say that it helps rid the body of toxins, but I don't know if that's really true. And of course, I know that it helps relax the muscles, but I guess I was just looking for more of an expert opinion on what the health benefits really are.
Yes. Well, you mentioned three very, very different things. A sauna is dry heat, the steam is wet heat, and, you know, a hot tub is a hot tub. In general, I think you've got a good grasp of it. It has nothing to do with toxins. That's just complete and total nonsense. Just laugh at people when they say things like that. All you can do is laugh at these people. I mean, that's the only way they're going to go away, or at least begin to think that maybe they have some of their facts a little screwed up. Medical. Hot soaks. It's interesting. Going back to Roman times, it's called balneotherapy. You know, the baths were very, very big. And if you immerse yourself in a pool, you know from geography that water is very heavy and the pressure in water gets higher and higher as you go down. That's why your ears pop. And so the pressure that water exerts on your ankles is more than it exerts on your thighs when you're standing there. And there actually is a diuretic effect. And we've measured this. So when you go into a deep hot pool and you're standing there, sitting there, there's a little bit of an effect of thinning your blood a little bit and getting rid of some swollen ankles and an edema and fluid in between your cells. Other than that, it's what you said. It is relaxation, but don't demean that. A lot of people, it's just relaxation. I need to have some more medical benefits. No, you enjoy it. Listen to you. You have some time off and you want to relax a little? Oh, my gosh. Of course. That's important. It's very positive. That relaxation leads to muscle relaxation. It's good for your blood pressure. The muscle relaxation, you know, is helping you with stress and anxiety and orthopedic things and back problems. And so I could list a lot of health benefits, but the common core is the fact that you're relaxing, taking time for yourself. You've just worked out, you know, et cetera, et cetera. There's some slight little differences having to do with, if you like dry heat or the wet heat. But you don't listen. I don't need major health claims to get me to do it. Just like with a massage. I get a massage for similar reasons. I don't expect you to, you know, to cure me, even though a lot of massage therapists expect to cure me. I don't know what. You know, you do it for pleasure. You got to put pleasure on the list of having a healthy life with good well-being, right? All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Udell.
The best just got better. That's right. Comcast delivers the most live sports anywhere. And now through October 11th, we'll give you $150 cash back when you order a qualified plan. Go ahead. Get the best HD picture quality and an all-star lineup of sports programming. Now including NFL Network, NBA TV, NHL Network, MLB Network, Versus, the Golf Channel, and more. And don't miss NFL Red Zone. Well, you'll catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Stay connected with blazing fast access to over 3,500 live games on ESPN360.com with Comcast.net. Let Comcast bring you the most immersive live sports experience around. To get the most live sports and $150 cash back, order a qualified plan now through October 11th. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com/150cashback. Limited to residential customers meeting applicability criteria. 2-year contract required. Early termination fees apply. HD picture quality rating excludes programming filmed in 1080p. All trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
What about Hawaii?
Too expensive.
Okay, Grand Canyon?
Too deep.
Camping?
Too tenty.
Well, honey, where do you suggest? Hun?
I want to go there.
The backyard?
Don't you see it?
The cracked patio, dead grass, and rusty barbecue?
The oasis.
I see a dried-up bird bath.
System Pavers will transform our tired old yard into a spectacular family oasis. A stunning stone barbecue and fire pit, the timeless beauty and durability of interlocking paving stones, the lush green, maintenance-free tones of an SP Turf lawn. 888-PAVE-002. So fast, so affordable.
Yes, I see it. Family, friends, pets. Call System Pavers now. 888-PAVE-002. Call.
888-PAVE-002. Or visit SystemPavers.com. There's a 25% summer discount. Oh, sweet summer discount.
How about some sweet summer dialing? Okay, could you call?
They say in comedy, timing is everything. San Francisco Opera presents Donizetti's comic masterpiece, The Daughter of the Regiment, in a laugh-out-loud production that features a slapstick style inspired by Laurel and Hardy with astonishing vocal fireworks ignited by two scintillating singers.
Hello. I'm David Gockley, General Director of San Francisco Opera, inviting you to be dazzled by coloratura soprano Diana Damrau and matinee idol tenor Juan Diego Flores, who sparkle in Donizetti's effervescent romantic comedy. It's a delightful, heartwarming stress reliever, and there couldn't be a better time for it. Only 7 performances beginning October 13th. I'll see you there.
Tickets won't last. Call 415-864-3330 or visit sfopera.com today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Susie. How you doing, Susie?
Hi, Dr. Adele.
Hi.
Are you there? Okay, great. My 71-year-old mother just recently had a CAT scan that confirms that she has a 3-centimeter mass in her lung. She is spitting up blood, and she has been a smoker her whole life. So more like she hasn't had her biopsy yet, but more than likely we're looking at lung cancer. And my question is, I have people that are telling me that people can live with lung cancer, and I'm trying to find out, you know, are we looking at a death sentence here?
Well, you know, that term is tough to respond to, isn't it? Death sentence means you're going to die. And the answer is no. Of course, people live with lung cancer. It's not the easiest cancer in the world to cure, but it depends on a lot of factors. First, get the biopsy. I've seen the history exactly like you've described to me, and it was something else, depending where, you know, your mom lived. I've seen people with valley fever, and that's all it was, people with old TB. All kinds of things can cause, quote, tumor. A tumor just means a growth. That's all the word means. It does not mean cancer. A pimple's a tumor, technically. So let's get the diagnosis first, and then your doctors will advise you. And, you know, I don't write people off because they're 71, and if it's right there in the lung, and that's the only place it is, they may want to go in and remove that lobe and give her chemo, radiation. This depends on a lot of factors. If it's all through her body and it's showing up in her bones and in her brain, that's a more ominous perspective. And in that particular case, it's going to be looking at, you know, prolonging her life and giving her a quality of life. But even then, we make progress. So do not give up. Do not give up and get a diagnosis, of course. Walt, Dr. Adele here. What's on your mind today, Walt?
Hi, Dr. Adele.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading in the obituaries about a guy who died on a plane, and I was wondering, does this happen very often? Where would they put you? I heard Whoopi Goldberg. I don't know if she was joking about something. She was sitting next to somebody that died, and it made noises and everything, but I don't know if she was joking, but I was just wondering about this.
Yes, well, if you consider the number of people at any one time are in the air right now above America, if not to mention the entire world, it's huge. And, of course, there are going to be people who die. And while I'm not familiar with a specific plan that airlines have, I know more actually what happens on cruise ships. They have a little door at the front that you never even noticed. And then a cruise ship, same deal. You know, you got these giant ships today. you know, 3,000 people for 2 weeks. The demographics skew more older, although it depends on the cruise. And it's likely somebody can die, and they, you know, have a little room down there, and as they open up little chutes, they don't have to take you down the elevator to serve the other passengers. In an airplane, you know, space is limited, and I've heard many stories of people who had to sit next to somebody who had passed away. They stay in their seat, and then I'm not sure what they do, whether they try to take them off first or let everybody just get up and get off. And if you do, you know, you'd all, although if somebody died, you'd notice the hullabaloo, and that down an aisle, you know, in the fourth row, there's a doctor and all the, you know, help in the plane. So you'd know something was going on. You're not likely to get off the plane and not notice. So I'm not sure whether that person gets taken off first or they just leave them there. Everyone else gets off. Certainly they will try to give you another seat if it's possible, but there've been times crowded flights, and that's what happens, and it's a heck of a place. They try to do CPR, you got to get someone down on a floor, you know, et cetera. They have defibrillators on planes, and there's always a doctor. You know, anytime the plane's got 200-300 people, there's going to be a physician, you know, on board. I live in dread of that, by the way, that someday, and I go, hey, I'm a TV doctor, radio doctor, no touch. It's a grave responsibility without equipment, and, you know, especially if it's not, you know, cardiology isn't your specialty. All right, let's take a quickie. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Is your child really smart? Can he play video games or watch TV for hours, but struggles doing a page of homework? Is he impulsive, rushes, and forgets to turn in homework? Has your doctor in 10 minutes diagnosed him with ADD, ADHD, and then prescribed medication? Want to explore other non-drug options first? Contact the Attention at Achievement Center. We'll do a complete assessment. He may not have ADD, ADHD. Other issues may be making it difficult for him to learn and pay attention. Our team of experts, including neurologists and psychologists, has years of experience treating ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, and learning disorders. Our drug-free solutions are proven and guaranteed to bring measurable results. The Attention at Achievement Center has 4 locations: Fremont, Pleasanton, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Call 866-881-8820. That's 866-881-8820. Online at drugfreeadd.com. Again, that's 866-881-8820 or drugfreeadd.com.
Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, chairman of Fremont Bank. In this economy, why spend any more than you have to? Mortgage rates have dropped, and even if your home's value has declined, call Fremont Bank. Right now, the rate on our fixed-rate mortgage is as low as 4.5% APR with no closing costs or points. Call 866-341-REFI to speak with one of our loan officers to find out if refinancing your mortgage can lower your monthly payment. They'll answer your questions and start your application right over the phone. It's quick and easy. Even in this housing market, make the call today about these historically low mortgage rates, as low as 4.5% APR on a fixed-rate mortgage with Fremont Bank. Call 866-341-REFI for details about credit cost and terms, or visit FremontBank.com.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 9/24/09. Subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
We may not be able to lower the cost of gas, but we can do something about how many miles you will drive per gallon. Stop by your local Cragen O'Reilly Auto Parts store today and let us help you increase the performance of your car or truck. Simple things like replacing your air filter, changing worn-out spark plugs, and using fuel injector cleaner can add up to better fuel economy and big savings. There's a Cragen O'Reilly Auto Parts store close to you that has the name brands, low prices, and people who can help.
One of the best ways to boost your mileage is to change your spark plugs. Stop in today at Craig and O'Reilly Auto Parts and save on Autolite Copper Core Automotive Spark Plugs, now 99 cents each after mail-in rebate. Choose Autolite Plugs, 99 cents after rebate, at Craig and O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices, every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly, Craig and O'Reilly, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, Ruby. Dr. Dean Adell here. Karen, you're on the air.
I just have a comment about the lady that called whose mother had lung cancer at age 71. My father had lung cancer in two of his lungs at probably in his early 70s. He had three-quarters of one of his lungs removed, and he lived an additional 14 years. And when he did pass away, he passed away from kidney disease, not lung cancer.
Yep. Yeah, good. I love stories like that. Living examples, what I'm trying to, you know, what I'm trying to support what I'm trying to say, which is it's not a death sentence. And there's no cancer that really is a death sentence. It's just some cancers are tougher to treat than others. So great story. I hope she's still listening to hear something encouraging. All right, let's talk to Bradley. How you doing, Bradley?
Hey, Dr. Dean, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Good. Was calling on behalf of my wife. She has been taking OxyContin, Roxycodone, and Soma for 2 years and has a physical dependency now and wants to get off of them. Checked into an inpatient detox center, which they said would take 5 to 6 days, but the cost is fairly high in the thousands of dollars. And so I was wondering your opinion of her ability to be able to step down and wean herself from this on her own. Now, I know I did the same thing, the Roxycodone and the Soma, a couple of years ago. I was able to do it by myself. And the one that I'm concerned about is the OxyContin.
So sure. Where are you calling me from?
I'm in Dublin, actually.
In Dublin. Okay, that's not bad. I think people need help with this. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be inpatient. It just has to be someone who's familiar with opiate addiction. And out in Lafayette, just one clinic that I know of called the New Leaf Center in Lafayette. And you call them, and they'll help her as an outpatient and may or may not want to help her with the addition of, there's a couple of phenomenal new drugs on the market to help people with opiate addictions slide off them. One is Suboxone, which can be done on an outpatient basis, which she can stop taking her oxycodone and start the Suboxone a day or so, she'll feel fine. Or, if it's deemed appropriate, she can slowly detox herself. But sometimes it just seems to be very hard for people to do that. In other words, you don't just stop taking it. You don't even go down to take a half. You maybe cut them in quarters, and you cut down the dose by 25% for a week, and then another 25%, and slowly taper yourself off. But as I said, it is difficult. And insurance often will pay for this. They ought to pay for it. Listen, they paid for the oxycodone. They paid for the drug to get hooked on. And drug rehab is a part of a lot of insurance plans. So check into that and call New Leaf. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Udell. That is the program. Please join us for the next one, won't you? Till then, be well.
Tired of low water pressure? Sick of getting scalded in the shower when someone else flushes the toilet? Are your water pipes leaking under your concrete floor? Then you need to repipe your home now with MasterServe, the copper repiping specialist. Since 1948, our trained professionals have been getting the job done on time and leaving homes as clean or cleaner than we found them. And now, to help you get a jump start on better times, MasterServe is extending our offer of a 30% discount and a free tankless water heater. There's never been a better time than now to repipe your home. With our 30% discount and a free tankless water heater, add in up to $1,500 in tax credits, and it's a no-brainer. These huge discounts won't last forever, so take advantage of them now with a 30% discount and a free tankless water heater when you repipe your home with MasterServe. Go to repipenow.com for details. Call now to schedule your free estimate at 1-800-806-REPIPE, 1-800-806-7374, 1-800-806-REPIPE, or repipenow.com on the web.
And now Grocery Outlet presents Thoughts from Aisle 3. Protein is not a four-letter word. First, it's actually seven letters, but what I mean is, it's not a bad word. I mean, meat, protein, doesn't have to be expensive, especially now with the Protein is not a four-letter word sale at Grocery Outlet. Right now at Grocery Outlet, 3 pounds of all-natural Harris Ranch regular ground beef is just $4.50. That's just $1.50 per pound. Or if you like your ground beef extra lean, get a one-pound pack from Harris Ranch for only $2.99. And Chef Choice whole Cornish game hens are just 99 cents. They're normally $3 each. Plus, all those other jaw-dropping bargains on brands you trust at Grocery Outlet. Every day. Protein is not a four-letter word, but good and deal are. So is loot.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. Each family run and independently operated. Go to groceryoutlet.com or call 888-BARGAIN for the store nearest you.
It's Gil Gross, the government working today to crack down on distracted driving. Twitter your friends. We're going to do an hour on it. No, pull over first. For goodness sake, pull over first. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.